The House and Senate are expected to vote on the budget for the remainder of this fiscal year. Now, we just heard AFGE President John Gage talking about that lawsuit. Joining us now is Congressman Chris Van Hollen of Maryland. He had told ABC's This Week earlier that he's not sold on the final budget deal yet, so we're going to get more details now. Congressman, thanks so much for taking the time and for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
It's great to be with you.
Now, I don't know if you had the opportunity to hear some of the comments that AFGE's president was making, but they're actually suing to make sure that shutdown is no longer an option. I wanted to ask you about that and if you are still sort of undecided about the final budget plans for 2011.
Well, I did not hear the whole interview with John Gage. I caught the last bit, and if they can find a way to bring a lawsuit that would prevent the government from shutting down, I would think that's a good thing. So I'm interested in that legal strategy. With respect to how I will vote, as you may know, they still haven't released all the figures in terms of where the cuts will be. So I'm still reserving judgment. Obviously, I'm very focused on trying to make sure we prevent a government shutdown. The irony of all this, or the shame of it all, is that you had a Republican majority here threatening to shut down the government, which would, in addition to hurting lots of federal employees, would be very disruptive for the economy. And yet at the same time, they're saying if we don't disrupt the economy that way, we're going to disrupt the economy through very deep and immediate cuts, in addition to the effect it would have on particular programs. So obviously a tough decision to be made, but I'm waiting to see the fine print.
Now, are you looking at the fine print then for the fiscal year 2011 budget? Because the 2012 budget doesn't look like it's going to be much happier. No rainbows and gumdrops there either.
Well, that's right. And this is just a preview of things to come. In fact, this may turn out to be a minor skirmish compared to the 2012 budget. That will be the main event. The benefit of that discussion will be that it will be on a broader canvas. I mean, this debate over the 2011 budget has been very narrowly focused on just 12% of the budget. What most people think of is government services and activities, everything from education to the FBI to Homeland Security, FDA, NIH, all those what we call non-security discretionary spending, and there was a little bit on the security side. The 2012 budget debate will be on a much broader canvas. It will include the revenue piece, and the really distressing thing about the Republican 2012 budget is that they continue to provide big tax breaks to the wealthiest Americans. In fact, they provided another bonus tax breaks for millionaires, refused to close subsidies to oil companies and other corporate loopholes, and yet they slash away at important investments in education and eliminate the Medicare guarantee, among other things. So this is going to be a very big fight, and you're right, everyone's should fasten their seatbelt, because I think it's going to be a bumpy ride.
I wonder if the shutdown is going to be another option, if we're going to see this again. I mean, the feds that we've talked to have said that is what their real fear is that what we just saw is a prelude to what we're going to see for the 2012 budget and maybe even issues of the debt ceiling.
Well, there are a couple sort of milestones coming up. If we're successful at getting keeping the government open on Thursday, and I'm fairly confident that we will, although, as Yogi Berra said, it ain't over till it's over. But assuming we do that, then you'd have a budget in place through the end of this fiscal year, which takes you to the end of September. It's very possible that at that time, if we haven't worked out a 2012 budget, you could see a similar scenario unfolding. In the much nearer term, you have the situation of the debt ceiling. And I don't think that's likely to involve a government shutdown. The danger there, of course, is the United States defaulting on its debts, which would have catastrophic consequences in the economy. But you're not likely to see a government shutdown. We're sort of past that point, at least until the end of September.
So let's talk a bit about what got us to this point in the first place, if you don't mind, because some of the analysis that we've been hearing is about the divisions on Capitol Hill, not just between the parties, but within the parties, too. A lot of contention. It doesn't seem like everybody goes out after for a smoke and a beer. Now nobody really seems to know each other, and they're not friends, and they don't just pat each other on the back later and say, hey, we'll figure it out. It seems there's a lot more contention. Is that an accurate analysis?
Well, I'm not sure you can lay this at the feet of, you know, lack of personal relationships. I mean, there may be less interaction among members of Congress today than there was, say, 30 years ago, but there's a comedy on certain issues. I mean, this question runs much deeper, and obviously there are very strongly held views on both sides. But what you had happen, especially on the House side with the Republican leadership, was you did have a lot of new members and some old members on the Republican side who were absolutely determined to use this budget situation to impose a right-wing policy agenda on the country. In other words, they strayed from the argument of spending cuts and decided to use the budget or try to use the budget as a vehicle, for example, eliminating federal funds to Planned Parenthood, which would mean they can no longer provide cancer cervical screening and other services, health services to women. And I should be clear, not one penny of federal money goes to abortion. So that was all a ploy and cover just to try and take funds away from the women's health operations at Planned Parenthood. But that's just one small example. They also wanted to eliminate the ability to enforce our clean air laws and our clean water laws. In other words, they tried to use the appropriations process to change a lot of laws. Those discussions should take place in the regular order. They should be debated on the floor and have a vote up or down, as they're going to have, for example, on the Planned Parenthood issue in the Senate. And the Senate will, I believe, defeat that measure. But that's the way to handle it, not to try and sneak these things through in the budget.
We are talking with Maryland Congressman Chris Van Hollen. And before I let you go this morning, sir, I wanted to ask you about what it is we should be watching for, particularly the feds who are listening this morning, what they should be watching for as the debate over the fiscal year 2011 and eventually 2012 budgets are underway.
Well, everybody should be on full alert because the Republican budget in the House comes after federal employees and go in the sense that it goes after benefits, including recalculation of retirement benefits and other things. So this is going to be a major battle, and unfortunately we've heard a lot of demagoguery about federal employees, just as you hear a lot of demagoguery about state employees in some of these budget battles in Wisconsin and elsewhere. And it's important that everybody call, anyone who's engaged in that kind of demagoguery should be called on the carpet, because our federal employees are devoted to their public service, and they're doing things to help this country's government provide services for the people every day. And so I hope it doesn't deteriorate further in terms of that conversation, but I wouldn't hold my breath, and all of us need to be on full alert, as I said.